Have you ever wondered why some people consistently achieve remarkable success while others with similar talents struggle? The secret isn't found in grand strategies or lucky breaks. It's hidden in the humble decisions we make each day.
Today is your most valuable asset, yet most of us consistently undervalue it.
We either dwell on yesterday's glories and failures, or fantasize about a better tomorrow without creating a strategy to make it happen.
Meanwhile, the only time we can actually control, today, slips through our fingers. This misunderstanding creates a fundamental problem. We're looking for success in all the wrong places. Success isn't determined by luck, connections, or some mystical formula. It's determined by your daily agenda, the small, seemingly insignificant choices you make hour by hour. When you recognize that today is the only time you have to work with, you unlock extraordinary potential for achievement and fulfillment that most people never tap into.
Success builds day by day, not in sudden leaps. By observing just one day of your life, I could predict your direction, because each day prepares you for either success or failure. Like the diligent ant versus the playful grasshopper, those who pay now with disciplined effort can play later with rewards. Investing in today is like banking money. You approach tomorrow with confidence. Creating your daily masterpiece requires two essential ingredients: decisions and discipline, goal setting and goal getting. Good decisions without discipline yield plans without payoffs. Discipline without good decisions creates regimentation without reward. Combined, they produce a masterpiece of potential. The hardest part is starting. Begin with yourself. Be the change you want to see. Start early to increase success odds. Start small with manageable confidence-building steps. And most importantly, start now. The greatest gap in life exists between knowing and doing.
Even average people can achieve remarkable things with great attitudes, while talented individuals with poor attitudes struggle to find success and happiness. Your attitude is a daily choice that affects everything: your approach to tasks, others' responses to you, your resilience, happiness, and influence tied to improve negative areas. While you can't control circumstances like your birthplace, you always control your perspective. Maintain positivity through daily adjustments. Find positives everywhere. Seek positive people. Say something uplifting in every conversation. Eliminate negative words and express gratitude daily. Lance Armstrong demonstrates this principle perfectly. Facing cancer with just 3% survival odds, he chose positivity, believing hope is the only antidote to fear. He later described his cancer treatment as a very positive time and went on to win 5 consecutive Tour de France races, recognizing that negativity, not illness, was life's true peril.
Time is your most precious commodity. How you spend it matters more than money. Money mistakes can be corrected, but time, once lost, is gone forever. With exactly 1,440 minutes each day, we must approach time through priorities. Everything you do after age 21 is your choice. To determine priorities, ask, what is required of me? What gives me the greatest return? What gives me the greatest reward? As William James said, the art of being wise is knowing what to overlook. People don't pay for average, they reward excellence. Find your strengths through trial and error, counsel from others, assessments, and evaluated experience, which is a better teacher than experience alone. Managing priorities requires 5 disciplines: evaluating priorities daily, planning time carefully, tackling important tasks first, delegating when possible. If someone can do a task 80% as well as you, delegate it. And investing in potential people, not problem people. Consider Betsy Rogers, 2003 National Teacher of the Year, who chose a struggling school over higher pay after recognition, embodying her belief that we are here on this earth to serve.
Most of us take health for granted until we lose it. Health impacts every aspect of life, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. Poor health affects everything because you can't escape your body. Health determines both life quality and quantity, and maintaining good health is far easier than trying to regain it once lost. Having meaningful purpose provides powerful motivation to maintain good health. Without hope for the future, present motivation diminishes. Finding the right pace is crucial. Going too slowly breeds laziness, while overextending leads to burnout. Fitness legend Jack LaLanne exemplifies the power of health decisions. His feats included swimming from Alcatraz while handcuffed at 41, performing 1,000 push-ups and chin-ups in 82 minutes at 45, and towing 70 passenger-filled boats while handcuffed at 70. LaLanne committed to daily exercise from age 15 into his 80s, saying, "I don't think about tomorrow. I think about this moment and what I am going to do." Remember that health decisions require daily renewal. Neglect enough today's, and you'll face the someday you wanted to avoid.
Commitment provides the tenacity needed to fulfill your potential. It changes your direction, helps overcome obstacles, and will be tested through failures. As Lincoln noted, your own resolution to success is more important than any other thing. To embrace commitment, count the cost, determine to pay the price, and strive for excellence. Excellence means doing your best in everything, taking you where half-hearted efforts cannot. Even great talent requires matching commitment to be effective. People approach commitment either externally, letting conditions determine it, or internally, focusing on choices. Since you can't control circumstances or others, focusing on making choices with integrity is the only way to control your commitment, often the difference between success and failure. Ken Blanchard distinguishes, "When you're interested in something, you do it only when convenient. When you're committed, you accept no excuses, only results." Consider Liz Murray, who went from homelessness to Harvard through extraordinary commitment. Born to drug-addicted parents and homeless at 15, she completed 4 years of high school in just 2 years while studying in stairwells and subway cars.
Success with these principles comes through daily implementation. Start by rating yourself in each area, then focus on enhancing two strengths and improving one weakness. Reassess after 60 days. Either move to new areas if you've made significant progress, or continue your current focus. Never work on more than 3 areas simultaneously, with just one weakness at a time. Continue until these disciplines become habits. Your future depends on today's decisions and disciplines. Making the right choices in key areas daily builds your foundation for extraordinary achievement. The earlier you begin and longer you maintain these practices, the greater your potential success. Today isn't merely another day. It's your irreplaceable opportunity to shape your future. As John Wooden said, "Make each day your masterpiece. Do that, and tomorrow will take care of itself."